At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying 4th season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Yes, we like to laugh at you and with you, and of course, laugh at ourselves. Welcome to the program, already in progress. We'll find out where Julio Jones wants to go. Coming up, Chris Sims, on loan from Pro Football Talk, will join us to answer that question. Clayton Kershaw, Dodgers pitcher, impressive performance last night against the hated Astros. We'll talk to Clayton about that atmosphere last night in Houston. Phone calls are always welcome. We've already heard from Los Angeles fans this morning. The Clippers down 0-2 and now going to Dallas. But Paul George says, hey, there's no real concern there. As for the Lakers, they evened things up last night. It wasn't easy. The Suns kept hanging around. Anthony Davis and LeBron had to step up in the 4th quarter to put away Phoenix. And Davis vowed to bounce back after that disappointing Game 1. And LeBron did what LeBron normally does. Even with the win, though, you saw how hard the Lakers are going to have to work in the series and throughout the playoffs. And now you go back home. First home playoff game in a long time. And remember, that championship run was in the bubble. They're going to benefit from the energy of the home crowd, but they're going to need it. And even if Chris Paul is limited with his shoulder injury, the Suns were pesky last night. They have some young players that cause real problems for L.A., but pretty good stuff for an opening round series and probably a preview of what you can expect for a very hard-fought Western Conference playoffs. Anthony Davis talked about what he did well last night.
We're a veteran team. You know, we had some mistakes down the end, but we stayed poised. We stayed comfortable. We've been in that position before. You know, we didn't overreact. It's a team we're playing at home with a crowd. They're going to make shots. And, you know, we just make sure that we execute on the other end, that we got stops when it matters. So, you know, we didn't stress too much. This team can make shots. They're the best shooting team in the league.
It's a good defensive team, one of the best defensive teams in the league. And they're going to have to rely on that defense to win a championship. And Anthony Davis, sometimes Anthony Davis will float a little bit. And, you know, I saw this at Kentucky, so it's just his personality. Because LeBron, you know, that presence, you know, it's omnipresent. And you know, you're kind of waiting to kind of fit in with what LeBron is doing. And I think it should be reversed. I really think Anthony Davis should be like, you follow me. I got to be the guy who dominates. Get to the free throw line. Force the issue a little bit here. I don't want him shooting fadeaway jumpers. I want him creating foul trouble, getting inside, getting to the free throw line. Just start there. Anytime you struggle, a good, well, not habit, but, you know, a good philosophy is to attack the rim. Try to get some free throws. Just try to get into a flow there. And that's what I saw with Anthony Davis in game one. He was just floating. He was on the perimeter. He's taking fadeaways. Get to the hoop. Get a foul. Get to the free throw line. Get a couple of points. Just start to contribute a little bit. And you saw that last night. But, you know, it's going to come down to supporting cast. As great as LeBron and AD are and were last year, supporting cast has to play well. Look at the Nets last night. You got the big three, but when Joe Harris is hitting 7 3-pointers, when Blake Griffin is attacking the rim, that's different. That's where if one of the two or two of the three don't have big games of the big three, then you have a supporting cast. Or if there's an injury, somebody steps up. This is really important. If Anthony Davis goes down, the Lakers aren't winning. Really, that's what it is. If Kyrie goes down, the Nets can still win. If KD goes down, the Nets can still win. If Harden goes down, the Nets can still win. If Anthony Davis goes down, Lakers aren't winning. Now, if LeBron somehow gets injured, you're not winning there either. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DP Show. Got games tonight, Wizards at the 76ers, Hawks, Knicks, and then the Grizzlies at the Jazz. Packers responded to the interview that Aaron Rodgers did on the mothership with Kenny Mayne, but they had to because you have the OTAs. The coaches are there, and Matt LaFleur had to talk to the media, and he had this to say about Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron definitely knows how we feel about him, how he's such an important part to our football team, such an important part to our organization. And, you know, we're just going to continue to try to work through this and hopefully can get him back in the building at some point.
Okay. I don't know what they're working through. I'd really be curious because other than a full apology, somebody falling on their sword, somebody getting fired, or maybe a trade for Julio Jones. Arthur Smith is the new Falcons head coach, and he talked about the Julio Jones situation.
Did Julio ask for a trade before the draft?
Again, not going to comment. My door is always open. My phone's always on. And there's a level of trust that we want to build here with the players. All the players know that. But again, on my end, we have private conversations. Those are private, and I'm going to keep it that way.
Okay. Keeping it in-house there. That's smart. Don't need to go on TV. Yes, Todd?
But if he didn't ask for a trade, it would be an easy answer. Just say he didn't ask for a trade. So any hesitation on anything other than that response means that there's got to be something going on.
I'm
going
to guess that they came to the Falcons and said, hey, Julio's available. I'd like to trade. I'm done here.
What if he said, you know, I've got his number. Apparently everyone has his phone number.
Yeah. Yeah, you can call him up right now. Put him on the air if you want to. We'll talk to Chris Sims about this situation with Julio Jones. And Chris has two teams circled as to where Julio wants to go. Yeah, McClellan.
I have it against great. I've narrowed it down to 13 teams.
13?
13. Yeah, there are 32 teams. How does he do two? I have to hear how he does this.
Well, he's an insider.
Well, I am using logic here, which insiders generally don't have. There are at least 13 teams who should.
Okay, let's go. Let's do against
the
grain.
Are you ready now?
Well, I am. Are you ready to deliver? Is America ready for this? Against the grain, McLovin has 13 options for Julio Jones.
And I dare you guys to tell me any of these don't make perfect sense.
Okay.
All right, let's start out with the Indianapolis Colts. I mean, come on, add that. Carson Wentz. That seems like a no-brainer to me. You want to make sure Wentz succeeds, so you got to have Julio Jones. And they have they have cap space. They should be the team.
Paulie already has a problem with your first one.
Is your premise for all 13 teams that this quarterback could use another weapon?
That's only 11 of the 13 teams.
That's what I was worried about. Because, if you went, hey, Dak Prescott, sure, why not?
Well, that's one team. They have 8 all-pro receivers. So they're actually not on my list.
Well, that was how the conversation started with, Skip and Shannon. They were talking about the Cowboys because Skip loves the Cowboys. He's like, is he going to, he wants to go to the Cowboys because he had a Cowboys shirt on or sweatshirt on.
That's the one position the Cowboys actually don't need. It's unbelievable that they... I know there's been... And he was wearing that Cowboy shirt. Okay.
Okay.
Two, the Titans. Okay, yes, Ryan Tannehill could use another weapon. But more importantly, you keep him away from Carson Wentz and the Colts. Because you know the Titans and Colts are going to be 1-2 in that division. And they could use like a big possession receiver, obviously.
Okay.
Number three, New England Patriots. We've gone through this. Him and Cam are friends. Internal discussions. Don't poo-poo internal discussions.
No, no, no.
Those are the best kind of discussions.
I don't know if anybody had internal discussions, but Vegas has the Patriots as the favorites.
Okay. Las Vegas Raiders, because first of all, it's required that any list of where a player's going to go, Las Vegas Raiders have to be on. I don't know why.
No, it's always the Patriots.
Well, and the Raiders are always right behind. Have you ever seen them not linked? But they really, you know, they could kind of use a big receiver like Julio Jones.
Okay.
Five, the other team that all, whenever there's a receiver, the Baltimore Ravens. It's true. They could use a receiver. But anytime there's a free agent receiver, the Baltimore Ravens, because people are worried about Lamar Jackson's passing ability. Number, what am I on?
It
six?
Doesn't matter. It doesn't
matter. All right. San Francisco 49ers. Kyle Shanahan reunited with Julio Jones. Trey Lance, if he gets in, you know what he could use? A big veteran wide receiver. Okay, number seven, Los Angeles Rams. They have less than no cap room. They are so far into the hole of cap room, but the Rams prove my theory that everybody always finds cap room. There's always seven moves away from getting cap room. They always get a Jalen Ramsey. It doesn't matter if the Rams have already traded all their picks forever. They can get this guy, and they need this guy. Number eight, the Los Angeles Chargers. We went over this yesterday. Justin Herbert. What would help his MVP cause even more than Julio Jones? Number nine. This team actually is not talked about, but I think you'll like it. Washington football team. Because they don't have a quarterback, so you might as well bring in a stud receiver. They have such a good defense. Aren't they like a piece away from being good?
They're a quarterback away.
Yeah, okay. So if you're not going to get the quarterback and you have Ryan Fitzmagic, you might as well be throwing to Julio Jones. All right, number 11 or 10. I'm not sure. I've completely lost count. Philadelphia Eagles.
See, I would trade Matt Ryan and Julio Jones to the Washington football team.
That's actually kind of brilliant.
All right.
Okay, I'm going to take credit for that.
All right.
11, the Philadelphia Eagles. They've drafted Jalen Reagor last year, Devontae Smith this year. So basically, they need a receiver. They have like four draft picks. But Jalen Hurts, you know, a young quarterback like that, you know what he could use?
A big wide receiver.
Yeah.
Veteran wide receiver.
And I'll just wrap it up.
Thank you. Chicago Bears,
forever, you know, they're never going to solve the quarterback. I don't care that they got a four-time Pro Bowler in Andy Dalton and a future whatever in Justin Fields. Add Julio. Andy Dalton has his new A.J. Green. Playoffs, here we come.
That's against the grain. Thank you, McLeod.
How Sims does two teams, I have no idea.
Yeah, he's narrowed it down to two teams. Yes, Paulie.
McLovin, did you have the Packers and Seahawks on your list?
Oh, shoot. I had the Packers. I forgot to read it.
Seahawks, I did not. Russell Wilson is dying for a wide receiver, and the Packers, the wide receiver topic is like 3 years in that they haven't brought in a wide receiver.
Didn't we solve the dilemma yesterday where I said, how about Julio goes to the Packers?
Yes.
Therefore, Aaron Rodgers is now back in the fold.
Right, right. See, we already did the Packers yesterday, so I didn't even want to add that.
People might not have been with us yesterday.
Now, the Seahawks, by the way, is interesting. Did they trade every draft pick they have for Jamal Adams?
The two first-round picks.
How are they going to trade more draft picks? They probably are. I think Seton just said that's his team. I totally agree. But they've mortgaged their future like eight times over for different players.
Well, you're not giving up a first-round pick.
And so it's a high. It's a second.
Maybe second. Maybe.
Oh, you don't think they can get a second?
Well, maybe. But how much money do you have to, you know, pick up with his salary? Because I'm going to guess somebody might have to split that salary. It's $15 million.
All right, so we're up to 14. We had the Seahawks, Packers, 15.
Wouldn't it have been easier just to say the teams that aren't interested or he shouldn't go to?
By the way, this is all said and done. Are the Cowboys going to end up getting Julio Jones?
I have no idea.
But they have Amari Cooper, Michael Gallup, and CeeDee Lamb. How on earth could they add another receiver?
I know, but this is Jerry Jones. You know how Jerry is.
He wanted Kyle Pitts.
Yeah. Greatest spectacle in racing returns to the month of May. 105th running of the Indianapolis 500 Sunday at 11 Eastern only on NBC. Jesse in Los Angeles leads us off this hour. Hi, Jess. What do you have for me?
Hey, DP.
Yep.
Hey, no sports today in my call. I got two things to talk about, though. In response to the album cover hint for Seton from yesterday, I think it was 2017 when you released your first calendar. I was hiking in New Zealand. My ex-girlfriend was collecting my mail at home, and the calendar came in, and she opened it, and Seton pretty much ruined Thanksgiving for America and my relationship. So if this is going to ruin my favorite band's most famous album, then I'm all in, can't wait, looking forward to it. But I also wanted to give my first album experience. I grew up in the 90s, but Seton described that opening album experience, which I haven't thought about until this description, but because my brother had turntables growing up and the great system with them, I went and grabbed Notorious Big's Life After Death for my first vinyl album. And that had Hypnotized, Notorious Thugs, Going Back to Cali. That was special, life-changing stuff. So thanks for bringing me back down memory lane.
All right. Well, thank you, Jess. I don't know if the pictures that we'll have in this year's calendar will rival what Seton did to Thanksgiving a couple of years ago. That was haunting. I skipped the month of November.
Yeah, you know, as we've been shooting this week, I keep remembering or reminding myself that I'm going to forget what I've done here. And then over the next, sometime around November or October or something like that, I'll be like, oh, dang, I forgot. You know, people are putting these up in their offices and stuff. And I'm, you know, dressed as Corbin somehow.
You,
very strange.
You saved a lot of turkeys, I think, that Thanksgiving. I think that people didn't have the appetite for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Certainly turkeys.
Tofurkey.
Yeah. Maybe ham. Maybe ham is what replaced it. But we're shooting iconic album covers for our calendar. And Seton's got one where I will say, and we know our audience, there's a lot of nudity in here in this calendar. It feels like each year we add more and more. Yeah. I think it's the Kardashian approach that you just keep taking off more and more, revealing more and more. That's where we are, I think, on this program. Yes, Todd.
Do we need to put some kind of advisory like they put on the video games, like in the bottom right corner of the cover of that count?
No, I think you'd rather be surprised when you open it up. But so far, so good. Got some great, great album covers for each month. And you still have a chance to get your picture in the calendar. Depending on your birth date, you just have to have DP Show gear on and submit it to Mario in the newsletter, and you're good to go. Yes, Paulie.
Didn't Fritzy do one a couple years ago that was based off the movie American Beauty? Didn't he do a picture?
Oh, there was like roses. I was laying on the ground with roses all over me.
I looked at that once. I glanced at it, and I turned away as fast as I could. I still can't get it out of my head. It's like Jaws. I still want to see Jaws as a child.
God, I forgot about that.
It could affect appetites and cause nightmares. I could see where that would be a problem.
The best month, best photo we've ever taken. Is there a consensus? Like just best one, not creepiest or phone, you know, the haunting one. Like just one that you go, that was awesome. Yeah, McClellan.
Can I just put out the Seton's turkey one? It's like Wilt Chamberlain. It belongs in a different category. You know, like you can't compare Wilt's stats to other stats. So I think we have to take that one out of the mix.
Well, I had to approve of that where Seton, by the way, is on his back naked and, you know, his legs and his arms are the drumsticks. And I just remember going, oh, my God.
That was an awkward photo shoot. Gotta admit, that was extremely awkward. I'm pretty close to the French kid, and that definitely tested the boundaries of our relationship, our friendship, for sure.
Yeah. Now he didn't think anything of us putting on makeup.
That was a Tuesday.
Yeah, we were like, okay, yeah. Oh yeah, guys have no clothes on, eyeliner on, makeup on. Yeah, sure. Yeah, McLovin.
Todd, the car wash is mine.
Well, the brilliant part of that was that we were going to do sort of the wet t-shirt contest with Todd washing a car. And then the big German's brother, he had his job was to hold a hose and spray Todd. And while he's smoking a cigarette, he's holding a hose, almost like he's watering the garden. And Todd is there in a tank top and...
Yep. It's so odd and messy, the whole thing.
A tank top, shorts, and socks in a puddle of water.
I did keep my socks on. I'm not sure why.
I know.
I like having my socks on. But the French kid also had me do something where I was like making some kind of flirtatious face where I'm like biting my thumb with like part of my butt cheek sticking out. And I don't really remember why what that was all about.
See, I like that Todd said the French kid made him do it. Nobody made you do anything.
Yeah. I did put that in suggestion box, and thankfully they went with it. Yeah.
Let's take a break here. And once again, we'll have the calendar for you. That'll be coming out in the fall and just in time for the holidays. We'll take a break. Chris Sims will join us on loan from Pro Football Talk. And in an hour from now, Clayton Kershaw will join us from Houston after the impressive performance last night against the Astros. What was that atmosphere like? Coming up on 20 after the hour, this is the Dan Patrick Show. Right now, you can score greater savings than ever before. All-time great savings. Kind of money that you can set aside for something big to spend on something you really want. It's your call. I'm just saying that it's out there. The opportunity is out there. So you're ready for this. You're eligible for a lower mortgage rate. Many of you are. And before you stop me and say, I don't want to deal with the hassle, just listen. American Financing, America's home for home loans, a lender that doesn't do hassle. They don't pressure you, no nickel and dime. And instead, they just make it easy to get a better loan with significant savings. And you're talking about up to $1,000 a month in savings. Think of the difference that that can make. You can call for a free mortgage review. And it's really simple. 866-574-2500. 866-574-2500. Or go to AmericanFinancing.net. AmericanFinancing.net. NMLS 182. 334 NMLS consumeraccess.org. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same exact set of seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including actress and star of the mega hit sitcom Friends, Courteney Cox.
You can't go around it, so you just go through it. This is a roadblock. It's going to catch you down the road. Go through it. Deal with it.
Comedian, writer, and star of the series Catastrophe, Rob Delaney.
I shouldn't feel guilty about my son's death. He died of a brain tumor. It's part of what happens when your kid dies. Intellectually, you'll understand that it's not your fault, but you'll still feel guilty.
Alt-rock icon, Liz Phair.
That personal disaster wrote Guyville. So everything comes out of a dead end.
And many, many more. Join me on season three of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
McLevin, didn't we settle on a poll question?
Yeah, we put up Nets or the field.
Okay.
It's funny, this room is picking the Nets, but it says 72% say the field.
Okay. Yeah, I'd probably take the Nets. Doesn't feel like there's any issue with sharing the ball. Seems like everybody likes having fun, and it looks like they're actually having fun. And the series now shifts to Boston there, but it doesn't look like Boston without Jaylen Brown has, you know, any real chance of taking more than maybe one game. He's the popular co-host of Pro Football Talk Live with Mike Florio. He's Chris Sims, who joins us on the program. Chris did the interview, in air quotes, with Shannon Sharp about, with Julio Jones, help or hurt the situation of trading him?
It hurt, I think, more than anything. I don't think it hurt in a big way. Now, like, listen, I think like you. I mean, that's not a good look. I don't like that Shannon Sharp did that to Julio Jones. And, you know, I said on the show yesterday on PFT that from the sources I know connected to the situation, yeah, that Julio Jones and his agent were ticked off about that and all of those things. But at the same time, I don't think it really hurts the leverage of the trade, really, ultimately, because listen, we all know he's been on the trade market. They've been having conversations with teams. It's not like these teams saw that interview and went, oh, it's official, he's being traded, guys. Now we can work this against them. We got the leverage. We know he wants out of there. I don't. As long as there's more than one team involved, I don't think it affects it a whole lot, except it's maybe made it more of a known thing that Julio wants out of there, maybe more than the other way around.
But also with Matthew Stafford, you know, the Lions just said we're open for business. And yeah. I wondered if it was going to hurt their leverage, and they got a great offer there.
Exactly. That's why I think it's overblown. I'm kind of with you. I don't think it really matters either way. Julio's really good. As long as teams start to get comfortable with where he's at physically, you know, I think there will be a bidding war. I would not be shocked to see the Titans and the Colts and the Patriots really trying to get his services. I do think there's still a lot of special play left in Julio Jones' body.
Okay. Where do you think he wants to go?
I think the two at the and this is another thing I said on the show earlier this week with, you know, really same person that kind of let me know about, you know, the unhappiness of the Shannon Sharp interview, is that the Titans and the Patriots are two of the teams that are on the top of his radar for sure. They make sense to me, certainly. I mean, both teams, you know, really good. He can be definitely a big-time missing part as far as an explosive, like, one big play type of guy for that New England Patriots offense. The Titans have that in A.J. Brown, but we know they like to play two tight ends, smash-mouth football, only have two receivers on the field a lot of times, and they lost Corey Davis in free agencies. So I think that's one that jumps out to me. And if I'm him too, I'll say this team that I would be, the Colts would be it. The Colts to me are a fringe, you know, and I know we need to see Carson Wentz, but the rest of the roster, they're a fringe Super Bowl window type team right now, too, who does not have that big-time difference maker at wide receiver.
Can you imagine if Carson Wentz is good this year? Or really good? Like, I think he's going to. I think, right, you know, he's with Frank Reich. He's got protection. He's got a good offensive line. And you're right. You get Julio Jones, you add another weapon for him, and Carson Wentz could make a lot of people look bad if he plays well with the Colts.
I'm more with you, too. Like, if you made me bet money on how Carson Wentz does this year, I would bet on it's going to be good to really good. You know, I know last year was a disaster, but you and I discussed during the year last year, I mean, everything was a disaster there. The offense, the pass protection, no run game, no good receiver to get open. None of that lend itself to like great quarterback play. And then, of course, he compounded it and made it worse. But, you know, I think the point is, let's not forget, though, the year before that, he carried a team on his back. and got them to the playoffs when he got hurt against the Seahawks and all that. And we've seen other inklings in history too, like the year he tore his ACL when he was on, you know, an MVP type pace, to know that it is in him if the support's around him. And that's why I'm like you. I think it's going to be a good year for Carson Wentz.
Anything change in Green Bay, in your opinion, after the interview on ESPN with Kenny Mayne?
No, I mean, you know, it's more cryptic Aaron Rodgers language and signals and things like that. But I think basically what he was trying to say, it's about the people and all of those type of things. I mean, my take on that was he was going like, you know, about the people, about the foundation. He feels personally disrespected as he's one of those important people, you know, in the organization, let alone maybe the foundation for all their success.
But Chris, so, help me understand this.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers talks about the legacy, the tradition, the town, his teammates, his coaches. Why would you give up all of that because of one guy who disrespected you and didn't call you the night they drafted a quarterback?
Right. I'm with you. I wouldn't like abandon ship for all those positive things you've just mentioned. And I think ultimately Rodgers is smart enough and legacy aware enough to, that's why I think he'll be back there. I think that's kind of why he's been sending out these messages through John Kuhn and everybody else to kind of be like, you know, everything's good except for these two jerks in the front office that I don't like, you know. And you're right, I don't think you sacrifice that. Now, maybe after this year, okay, where there's no, you know, actual commitment to him and all those things, hey, I understand that. And I do understand him being angry about how that went down and all the other reasons around it. But I'm with you. I mean, they're in a window. He's really good. He can still put up huge stats. And they were very close to getting to the Super Bowl last year. And I don't think he'll abandon that.
But if you're the Packers and you can solve the problem by trading for Julio Jones, then you say to Aaron Rodgers, hey, we hear you. We got Julio Jones for you.
Yes. This is something both Florio and I have been talking about on the show a lot the last few days. Like, if you want to mend that relationship, that would go a long way. And, you know, again, like we talked about with some of the other teams there, it just can't always be Rodgers being perfect, you know, on a 9-play drive with, you know, 6 high-level completions, and he had to dodge the rush a few times. To me, that's the problem with the Packers. That's why they can't get over the hump. It's always about him being perfect. There's never like, hey, I can throw a slant to this guy and he broke a tackle and ran for 50 yards, or this guy just beat man-to-man coverage and we blew by him and we threw a 60-yard bomb. They miss that. And to me, those are very important elements when you get to the playoffs, because you can't always expect to execute 10 and 12 play drives and be perfect and beat the better defenses in football.
He's Chris Sims from Pro Football Talk, and I have a sneaky MVP pick.
Okay.
You want to guess?
Carson Wentz probably would have been my guess as far as a sneaky one. How about Matthew Stafford? Maybe that?
Yep.
Is that my right?
Yeah.
Damn, see, we're friends. We're friends. Mm. We're simpatico. Mm. We're in the trust tree together.
Co-workers. We're co-workers.
We're co-workers.
Yeah, I don't
yes,
know if we're
we
friends.
Are.
You know, but
okay, fine. The hell with you. We're not friends.
I'll
we're
meet you at the dispensary. How about that? I'll meet you at the
Sounds good. That's how I make my friends. I'll see you there.
Better chance to be MVP, Justin Herbert or Matthew Stafford?
Ooh. I'll go with Stafford. I got to see the Chargers, new head coach, new offensive coordinator, you know, young quarterback in the second system. I have more faith in the fact that Stafford could learn, you know, a system that I don't think is overly complex and be thrust into a team that's really damn good already, and he can make it better. And I think, you know, the wins and losses and all of that could add up to, yes, Stafford, McVay. I'm very excited to see how that all works out.
I ordered my Tim Tebow jersey, but I was informed that I will not receive it until July 7th.
July 7th?
Yes.
Back order?
No. I think they want to
make
maybe,
sure.
Maybe the roster, and that his number becomes official then. But should I have bought a Tim Tebow Jags jersey, Chris?
No, you should not have. I can tell you that. That was a waste of money that you could have gave to me and I could have spent to other places. Yes.
At the dispensary.
at the dispensary, right?
Okay,
see, this is how it's all going
to
work.
Why did Urban Meyer feel the need to do this?
Because of this undying loyalty he has to a player that he looks at as a special player in person. But, I mean, I think it is risky for I'm sure, a lot of the reasons you've talked about and everything like that. Yeah, he's going to get the side eye, Urban Meyer and Tim Tebow alike, and they're going to see how he's treated in those issues. But, yeah, to me, it opens up a can of worms more than the, you know, positives I think that you can get out of this situation.
But if you were on the Jags and you're a veteran.
Right.
And would you and being a quarterback, would you have any – like, would you have an issue with this? And what would you do?
I'd be thinking about it a little bit. Like, I can speak to experience of Tebow got to Denver right after I was released by the Denver Broncos. I know that veterans in that locker room were very annoyed that he made himself available to the media every day, even though he was the second and third string backup. That's the things that can bother the veterans in the locker room.
Wait, to go, he made himself available how?
Like, he was willing to sit there in front of the media and take questions and talk every day on a daily basis. They put up that billboard, right, about, like, bench Kyle Orton, let's play Tim Tebow. You know, he never said, like, hey, take that down, Kyle Orton's the starter, all of those things. I know that rubbed people wrong in Denver in that locker room. And if he does that type of stuff, yes, he's going to be – he's not going to get a lot of respect in the locker room. The quarterbacks, on the other hand, I mean, come on. We know Trevor Lawrence. He shouldn't be threatened. But I'm sure going through his head is he's going to be like, wait, am I going to lead us on a 99-yard drive and then we're going to get to the one-yard line and we're going to give it to Tebow so he can run it in the end zone and do that? Like, I wouldn't lie. If I was Trevor Lawrence, that'd be going through my head right now.
But do you think Tebow's viewed as a self-promoter here?
I do. Yes, I do think he is viewed as a self-promoter. I think players view him that way as well. Yeah, I do.
And he was that way in Denver.
He was that way in Denver. I think people have always thought he's that way to a degree. Even here, what he did in this circumstance. You know, he CAA, him, they release it the night of the draft about the Jaguars information. Come on, that was self-promotion. It just got squashed because, oh, thy great one Aaron Rodgers came out with bigger news that night that squashed it. But that to me was part of the self-promotion to get this ball rolling, start putting pressure on Jacksonville to do it, get the fan base and the Tebow maniacs and all of them in Northern Florida to start clamoring for it. I think that was all a planned attack by Tebow in his camp.
You are putting out your quarterback list.
I am.
Is this the top 40 quarterbacks?
Top 40 quarterbacks right now, right? All things are equal. Everybody's playing on the same team. I'm the head coach, and it's basically my pecking order of quarterbacks. It's my depth chart. That's how I'm doing it right now.
Who's 40?
Case Keenum was 40.
Okay, that's McLovin's guy. One of his guys. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. McLovin is real. When he falls for a quarterback, he really falls for a quarterback. He's got, he loves Andy Dalton too. Is Andy Dalton in the 30s?
He's coming up. He's not, we haven't hit him yet, but he won't be too long, so don't worry. And, you know, how can you have a name like McLovin and not fall in love with people? I mean, it's just, I would expect that.
Yes,
well, McLovin. I did. The first, you know, quarterback crush was this lefty kid out of Texas back in the day.
That's right. That's right. It was a wise move. No, very wise move.
No. Colt McCoy's right-handed.
Right. Oh, yeah.
You're funny. You're funny. You're both jerks and you're funny.
Are you going to... So you already know your top 40, right?
Oh, yeah. I got it all down. Yep.
Okay.
Definitely. That's all I tinkered with all week last week. I stressed out about it. Like, I go to dinner with the wife on Friday night, and she's like, what are you thinking about? And I'm like... Oh, I'm sorry. My list, I'm always thinking. So it overtakes my life here for a period of time.
Okay, is there somebody – I know that you're going to create some headlines here. You always do. But is there somebody who's going to be viewed as being too high on the list or somebody who's going to be viewed as too low on the list? Which one brings the controversy here?
Ooh, I you know, when I look at it, I think there's like – you know, and I really – I'm going by like my producers and people. There's about three or four – people at different spots that I think could cause a stir, a crazy, because they don't see it the way I do or whatever else. Listen, our one's already happened. I made Justin Fields 39 and I'm getting eviscerated on, you know, social media. So that's just, you know, part of the game. It's the same thing. Last year I made 2 of 40. I got the same type of reaction and those type of things. It's not disrespect to any of these guys. I hope Justin Fields proves me wrong. It's just where he's at right now. He's unproven. He hasn't played. And I had questions about him coming out in the draft. So, but yes, you know me. Not that I try to do this, but maybe my beliefs and studies are just different than others. I'm going to have a few that I think are going to
Kellen, stir the pot. Kellen Mond ahead of Justin Fields.
I do. I had Kellen Mond in front of Justin Fields and Trey Lance throughout the draft process. To me, Kellen Mond, I'm putting the proclamation out here that he's going to be the Dak Prescott of this draft. Like the guy that went to the fourth round, everybody nitpicked him because of team reasons, and he fell. And that I look at Kellen Mond. Really, you could argue that Mac Jones and Kellen Mond were the two most pocket-ready quarterbacks. Not saying they're the best, Dan, but playing from the pocket, that is where Mond was special to me and NFL-ready special to me, where pocket collapsing, doesn't need space, has a big arm, really goes through reads the right way, can throw into tight windows, and that's NFL football when it's all said and done.
If you're Kirk Cousins,
yeah,
should you be nervous?
Not right now, I don't think so, but I do think Mond is the type of talent that Cousins is going to feel his presence throughout the year, even though he's the starter, because he's the kind of guy where, you know, guys are going to come off the practice field and coaches every now and then and go, whoa, did you see some of those throws by Mond today? Wow. That was special. Did you see him take off over around the corner on that bootleg and run 50 yards down the sideline? Those type of things will get the hype to where Kirk Cousins will feel the pressure, maybe more about 2022 rather than right now, this moment.
Yeah, I think it's interesting. And a lot of the success, and you know this, is the team you go to. And a lot of times, yes, you know, when like Joe Burrow, if you put Joe Burrow on Kansas City, you know,
right,
like who knows what kind of numbers, but he's with Cincinnati right now. I think that's what made what, you know, Herbert did with the Chargers. You know, a good team, an injury-plagued team, but still a better team. And I think if you look at success, there are a lot of guys who failed.
Yes.
And they failed because they went to a bad organization. And there are guys who succeeded, who probably have succeeded because they went later in the draft and got with a better team, a better organization, a better situation. Maybe they weren't asked to start right away.
Exactly right. You got a chance to develop. The pressure wasn't on them to carry the team right from the get-go. You know, like you're saying, the support system's there already, so it can accentuate the talents. You know, I know you and I have discussed this before, but I think that's one of the things people like drop the ball on with that, you know, the Mahomes-Burrow conversation you're just talking about. Hey, Mahomes, I know any team he would have gone to, we would have saw the talent and gone, whoa, he does some really cool, special things. I get that. But the fact that he got to go to a team that had a good system, had a coach that really, like, you know, was all about the quarterback and really, like, lived it like he did through his eyes, and then had the weapons, that's when, yeah, you get a jump off point to where, wait, we have a great support system around this guy, and now it can really accentuate all his talents that he can bring to the table. So all the idiots in the world, even the casual football viewers, can go, whoa, this guy's really damn good. And to me, that's where a lot of teams drop the ball on drafting quarterbacks. It's like the Sam Darnold New York Jets conversation. Wait, you draft a guy at number 3, you make it the biggest thing in the organization, and then you give him crap for 3 years around him. And then you wonder why people are calling for your head as a GM or going, hey, you guys are stupid and all these, and what a bad pick at quarterback. You know, you just can't do that at this day and age. It's inexcusable, and you got to give that guy support if you're going to draft him high.
Thank you, Chris. Good luck with the list, and we'll be closely monitoring so we can rip you as always.
Thank you, workmate. Thank you. See you, workmates. Bye-bye.
See you at the dispensary. That's Chris Sims, co-host of Pro Football Talk Live. Take a break. Back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
What's up, everyone? It's me, three-time NFL All-Pro Sean Merriman, and I have a new sports podcast called The Lights Out Podcast with Sean Merriman. This podcast is special to me as I get a chance to talk to some of the best who've ever done it on the field or the track. So whether it's talking to a Super Bowl champion or a NASCAR Cup Series champion, The Lights Out Podcast will bring it to you the only way I know how to. I'm giving you the best insight from the best who've ever done it. Listen to Lights Out with Sean Merriman on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same exact set of seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including actress and star of the mega hit sitcom Friends, Courteney Cox.
You can't go around it, so you just go through it. This is a roadblock. It's going to catch you down the road. Go through it. Deal with it.
Comedian, writer, and star of the series Catastrophe, Rob Delaney.
I shouldn't feel guilty about my son's death. He died of a brain tumor. It's part of what happens when your kid dies. Intellectually, you'll understand that it's not your fault, but you'll still feel guilty.
Alt-rock icon, Liz Phair.
That personal disaster wrote Guyville. So everything comes out of a dead end.
And many, many more. Join me on season three of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Just saw this from frontofficesports.com. They're reporting the Falcons are upset with Fox and the situation that happened with Julio Jones, which has created, as one unnamed source dubbed it to Mike McCarthy of Front Office Sports, quote, a massive stink bomb. It's become a huge deal, the unnamed source told the publication. Falcons are upset because it undermines their negotiating position in any trade talks. And it does, but the Falcons probably have sent a complaint to the NFL, and the NFL will likely complain to Fox, and Fox will probably make Shannon Sharpe aware of the problem that he has created. I don't know if anything happens here. You know, Fox might have to. We haven't heard anything from Fox, and normally with, you know, Skip and Shannon, with a story like this, they'd be spending a lot of time talking about this. I think they're under deep, deep orders there not to say anything about this. They have gone dark on this. Some at Fox undoubtedly will say that as long as the feathers can be unruffled, it's worth it. Both Fox Sports 1 and Undisputed got plenty of exposure from the moment. flaws in the execution notwithstanding, this according to frontofficesports.com. As one unnamed source explained it, the producers failed to protect Shannon Sharpe from himself. Someone should have realized that it would be problematic to call Julio Jones without letting him know in advance, and someone should have stopped it. It's quickly become obvious the producers recognize they have a problem. They have declined a request to use the footage from Tuesday's show, a courtesy that's routinely extended upon among networks here. So, I don't know where it goes, but this is an issue and should be problematic. Yes, yeah,
Shannon Sharp still has the video of the call on his Twitter feed.
But Fox Sports doesn't have the video.
No, but he still has it up.
Because if Julio Jones just came out and said, look, I got no problem with it, that doesn't mean the Falcons can be okay with this. But I don't know if Julio knew. I'm guessing he did not know that he was going to be on the air. Judging from the language that he used, and, you know, they cut off the interview. By the way, if you have that radio gold, and I'll go back to Russell Wilson, I was going to go as long as he was going to let me go to talk about that situation. I wasn't going to go, oh, he just talked about, you know, this. I'm going to say goodbye. I had something, and I was going to hold on to it for as long as I could because it felt like that he was venting. And one of those moments where whoever you're talking to, they sort of forget that they're on radio or TV. And that was the feeling I had with Russ. But with Julio, that's when I go, hey, well, where do you want to go? Has your agent talked to anybody? You know, like those would be the questions that you want to follow up, not, all right, man, thanks for calling back. I'd love to know what was being said in Shannon Sharpe's ear at the time. Abort! Abort! Hang up on him! Yes, Todd.
And it's certainly not for Julio Jones to say, wait, am I on the air right now? You didn't have to, like, check with Shannon Sharpe. That's got to be brought to his attention way beforehand.
Yeah. Well, you can hear the host. Like, she kind of jumps in. Jenny's like, hey, you know, shouldn't we tell him he's on the air? Yes, Eden.
Well, you know, I think she says, should we remind him that he's on the air right now? Which I don't know if that was her saying, like, we need to let him know he's on the air, or he needs to stop cursing because he's on the air. Because he had just said
a couple of
curses.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
I think the language led me to believe even more so that he did not know he was on the air. Because Julio Jones doesn't say much at all. But that felt like, hey, that's who Julio is behind the scenes privately. Clayton Kershaw will join us after a great performance last night against the Astros. Final hour coming up.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Freddie Prinz Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff.
Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.